Good morning. So, as Michael said, I'm Tarun Chopra, Senior Escalation Engineer with Office Team. And in this session, we'll walk through two Microsoft published libraries that ease our access to Graph. You know, any endpoint supporting OAuth, we can use these libraries. But one of the libraries is primarily for .NET, and the other is for JavaScript for Office add-ins. So our agenda will be, I have two slides covering OAuth fundamentals, then followed by two demos, one using MSAL, and the other one is Office JS Helper. And towards the end, I'll give a quick overview of single sign-on feature that we recently introduced, and it's in preview for all the desktop applications. So OAuth. So what is OAuth? OAuth is open authorization, is an open standard for token-based authentication authorization. And it is standard that applications can use to provide client application with a secure delegated access. When we say secure delegated access, whenever you enter credentials, the credential doesn't stay with you. You know, in your app, you don't have to handle credentials, you don't have to handle the usernames. The only thing you care about are the tokens. They will be, like you will see in the demos, there will be a pop-up that comes from the service provider. You enter your credentials, and you will get a token, and in order to access any OAuth endpoint like Graph, you use that token. It's a protocol used by Microsoft Graph API to get access to various workloads like Exchange, OneDrive, SharePoint, etc. So if you are interacting with Graph, this is the first step you have to do, irrespective, you know, whether you are in .NET application, JavaScript, Office add-in, you know, you have to get authenticated. These are the key players involved, you know, in the entire interaction. One is authorization server, which we have like Azure Active Directory. It's an identity provider, and it is responsible for assuring the user's identity, granting and revoking, you know, access to resources and issuing tokens. Then you have a resource owner, which is like end user, and it's typically the end user. It is a party that owns the data and has the power to allow the third party to access the data. Like, I can say that, okay, this app with this client ID can only read the data. It cannot write the data. Or it can share the data, it can share the files. So this is the resource owner who put all these restrictions, you know, that what app can access what data on my end. Then we have OAuth client. OAuth client will be your app. Remember, as an app developer, you know, you will be considered as an auth client, OAuth client, and you will be identified by your application. Based on the application, you can put restrictions that, okay, X app can read the data, but Y app can read and write the data, or can read and write the files. It's the app that the end user interacts with, and it requests token from the authorization server, which is like Azure Active Directory, and the client must be granted permission to access the resource by the resource owner. So now you have your app. App will get a token from authorization server, and once it has the token, which is the bearer token here, once it has a token, it can access any resource or workload available on Graph using REST APIs. So that's why, you know, whenever you're writing an app interacting with Graph, this is the first thing you have to do. That is authentication. To go in details, this is how the sequence will work, the sequence flow will be. So you have an app. The app will request an authorization code. In order to do that, I think we covered this, that you have to register your app on apps.dev.microsoft.com, and you'll get a client ID. Using that client ID, you know, you will request the authorization code. I'll show you the demo of this. So you request the authorization code. There'll be a pop-up that comes up. You enter your credentials, and you will get authorization code. Once you get the authorization code, you know, in order to access Microsoft Graph, you need to get a token. So you execute the next API to get the tokens, and here you get a bearer token. So once you have this token, you can reach to Graph endpoint or Microsoft Graph. You can execute any Microsoft Graph API to get the data back. And these two endpoints here, the authorization endpoint and the token endpoint, this is Windows Azure Active Directory. This is hosted by Azure Active Directory. this is your client application, and this is the graph endpoint. So once you get the tokens, you make a call to graph using that token, which was returned here. You use that token, and you get the response back. Like if you want to access files on OneDrive, or if you want to get the calendar data, you know, using this token, you can execute, you know, the, either the OneDrive API or the Exchange APIs, you know, to get calendar events or OneDrive files. Now, where do those two libraries which will go through come into play? And this is the place where, you know, the MSAL and Office JS helpers, these are the two libraries published by Microsoft. If you are an app developer, you can skip all these steps here by using these libraries. So the burden is gone from your end. You know, you just use these libraries. There are a couple of, you know, constraints there. And just follow the steps, and you should be able to get the tokens. And once you get the token here, you know, using these libraries will only give you token. That's it. You know, they won't make a graph call for you. So once you get a token, you make a graph call and, you know, get the data back which you are interested in. All the caching, the refresh tokens, you know, will be handled by MSAL and OfficeJS helpers libraries. So you don't have to care about, you know, who will cache the token, when it's expired, how will you refresh the token. There are calls available and you can just invoke them. Any questions till now? So now in next couple of demos, we'll see, you know, MSAL and OfficeJS helpers in action. You know, how do we use that?
Just a quick question. The authorization form request is different for a different kind of resources access?
It will be same, you know, but what happens is you can specify the scopes. That, okay, what sort of scope I need? Do I need read scope? Do I need write scope? You know, based on that, your token will change.
I thought the OAuth 2, that was a big deal about OAuth.
Okay. So now we'll jump to two demos. First demo is the Mail Calendar app. You know, it's a .NET application, you know, accessing graph using MSAL, Microsoft Authentication Library. And the next demo will be a Outlook web app or Outlook add-in accessing graph using OfficeJS helper. So I'll switch to my demo. So this is our first app. You know, it's a .NET application. It's UWP application. You know, accessing calendar. You can manage calendar invites using this application, and it's using MSAL to get authenticated. To show MSAL in action, let's do the authentication. So I'll connect to Office 365. I'll come to this screen, and I can either use my work, school, or personal Microsoft account. Like it could be an on Microsoft account, or it could be an Outlook.com or a live account. Again, this entire screen is popped up or pasted, you know, by MSAL. As an application developer, you know, we don't care, we don't cache, we don't keep all these credentials with us. So I log in with my credentials. And once you log in, what it is showing is it's showing all the invites that are on there, all the calendar invites that are on that account, you know, for today. And if you see this, you know, like all these calendar invites are coming from graph.microsoft.com endpoint, and the API we are using is calendar view. And if you expand this, you will see this authorization bearer token. So that's a token that we need that MSAL will give us. And once we have this token, you know, we can make calls, we can make calls to graph. So I'll clear that. I'll show like how it works. The token will be the same for all the calls. Like if you want to set up a meeting today, or if you want to cancel that meeting, just go ahead and just say cancel the meeting. And you will see that there's one more call made, you know, to Graph to cancel that meeting and to get the entries. Well, let's make a new meeting invite here. Let's say, and I'm not, if I want, I can add attendees here, you know, for this one, and these attendees will get the request, you know, a calendar invite to accept or decline. But in this case, I'm not doing that right now. But again, you know, this is the power of Graph. You know, once you get authenticated, once you have token using MSAL, you know, I mean, sky is the limit. Whatever the APIs we expose, you can use them. So I'm not doing that, but you can see that, okay, you know, we are calling Graph, and all these APIs will have this Beta token with it. Okay, I'll just save this. And you see talk for session. So now we have created this this invite, and as we are using it here, this again a UWP app, I have this a similar app running here, which is integrated with cognitive services like meeting, it's a meeting bot. And we'll try, since we created this meeting right now, we'll try to fetch that meeting from this app now. And the way you do it here is, you go to Cortana, you say, meeting bot, show my next meeting. So it will show me the very next meeting I have on my schedule. And it shows here, talk for the session. This one, that's a meeting we just created. So again, you know, once you push data to Graph and once you authenticate it, you know, no matter which application you are using, you know, you will be able to get the data. Any questions on MSAL? I have links in the slide deck on MSAL. Again, it's published by Microsoft. You know, it's updated regularly whenever we are making changes in Azure Active Directory or Graph. So, and we have new Git packages for it also. Okay, so from here, I'll move to a Office web app, you know, using Office JS helpers. So this is that Office.js helper which we are using. Again, it's a collection of helpers to specify development of Office add-ins and Microsoft Teams tabs. So this library, you know, is precisely only for, you know, Office add-ins and Microsoft Teams tabs. If you are writing your JavaScript app, which is not an Office add-in, you know, don't use this. You can directly use MSAL. This is used because, you know, Office add-ins, they don't allow pop-ups, so they use dialog APIs to bring up the pop-up, you know, where you can enter your credentials. So for disclaimer, use it only for Office add-ins, and again, you know, it's always better. We recommend using this for Office add-ins. You know, if you try to use Ajax or MSAL, they might not work for you. And the steps are pretty simple. You know, if you are writing a JavaScript app, you can add these to either of these, you know, in your HTML page, and then you can authenticate. You can authenticate using Office helpers. So I'm using this library in my next demo, which I'll bring up now. So in this demo, I have written an Office app, you know, which will be enabled or which will be lighted only in Compose mode, and it will fetch the data from OneDrive. Whichever user you want to use to authenticate, you know, it will authenticate that and will fetch the data from OneDrive. So what happens is this is that OneDrive app here running, and it says, okay, you know, use any account. Again, it could be your business account or a personal account, as long as it's Live account, Outlook account, or on Microsoft account, you know, you'll be able to fetch the files. And you say log in, and it says allow. So again, all this redirection is taken care by, you know, OfficeJS helpers. You are not doing anything. You are just calling probably 3 or 4 functions. And at the end of that function, you know, once you get authenticated, you will get an access token from Azure Active Directory, and then you can use that to call Graph APIs. So here I log in with my different account, and this account is different from my login account. If you see my login account right now, it's taruncy@taruntest.onmicrosoft.com, but I logged in with my different account, which were like arimanchopra@microsoft.com. So now once we are here, all these files, you know, we got using OneDrive APIs. And if you can go into these files, now after you have these files, you can use OfficeJS APIs, which we covered day before yesterday, you know, in 101, in Office Web Apps 101. So now once you have these files, you know, you can attach these files, you can download these files. Again, all this is happening using Graph APIs. You know, once you have token, you know, you can use the APIs, and all these APIs are exposed by Graph right now. So that's the power of, you know, add-ins, you know, working with OfficeJS helper to get authenticated, and then using OfficeJS, you know, to interact with your Compose window. Okay, now we'll switch gear and go to So this is a new feature. You know, we talk about, you know, a couple of libraries that will authenticate you, you know, to Azure Active Directory using, you know, OAuth. This is a new feature which is available, you know, only for desktop app, which is called single sign-on. You know, this is most talked about feature since long time, you know, and it's in preview right now. You can go and play with it. What it does is that if you are logged into your account, like for Outlook or Word or, you know, or Excel, if you're logged in into your Office app, and if you want to use the same user, you know, to access the files on Graph, you can do it, you know, with this feature now. Until now, what happens is, like, if you go to Web App, this feature is not available on Web App right now. It's only on desktop Office. If you go to Web App, as I was showing earlier in my OneDrive, in my OneDrive demo, that when you have to log in, you know, you cannot use the same token that you are logged in into your, you know, Web App. You have to get authenticated again using OfficeJS Helper or MSAL to get a new token. So there's no way to give token to, you know, Office apps. But with this feature, or with this addition, you know, we are lighting up that feature. So how does this work? Single sign-on for Office apps. These are the components, you know, involved, you know, in this flow. So you have your Office application. You have your Office application here, and it's published in Office Store using, you know, manifest file, and you have this app registered using Azure Converged Endpoint, and then you have this, your add-in service here. The endpoint of all this thing, or the main goal of all this stuff, is to access Graph APIs, or to access data hosted or workloads behind Graph APIs from your Office application using the same token with which you logged on to your Office app. You don't want to get re-authenticated, you know. Just use the token that you have, and you should be able to access, you know, Graph APIs. Now, how does this happen? You know, you have your add-in service running on nw.com. What happens is your Office application, your Office application goes to Azure Active Directory and say, okay, give me a token, you know, that I can use, you know, to get access to Graph. But Azure Active Directory at this stage cannot give you that token. So what it does is it gives you a token here in step one to this application. This application will pass that token to this service. This is a secured service here. You know, it will go to a same Azure Active Directory saying, okay, you know, I have the user token. Can you transform it and give me a token so that, you know, this user or this app can talk to Graph? So this service goes back and say, okay, you gave me a token. You told me your client ID. I'll give you a new token. Use that token. This application will use that token. Use that token to go to Microsoft Graph. In step three, you know, your application will then be able to call to Microsoft Graph. Until now, without this feature, you know, these things were not possible. You cannot use the same token. We don't transform the token. You have to get a new token from your Office app. But after this, you know, feature, you should be able to do that. And that's pretty much, you know, on MSAL, Office JS helpers, and, you know, single sign-on feature. These are a couple of references, you know, you can follow. Like, this is for MSAL if you want to use MSAL. This is Office JS helpers. This is the app that I show, MailPlanner app. And the single sign-on feature, we have published two application, one for ASP.NET and one for Node.js. If you want, you can go ahead and, you know, play with them. There are certain requirements there that, you know, you need to have some latest bits for Office to make it work, and you need to have like Visual Studio 2017 or some specific version to make it work. And that's it. And yeah, go ahead, please. No, not right now. It's only for Office apps. Only for Office apps, like the apps, the add-ins or apps that you write for Excel or Word or Outlook, and only to access Graph APIs right now. Exchange APIs are exposed to Graph, you can do that. No idea right now. Right now, our focus is Graph. And again, it's in preview right now. You know, it has to come out of preview. So right now, our focus is only Graph. Okay, I take that feedback. Okay, thank you.